All right. Thank you so much for joining the Master's Call on this fantastic Faith-Filled Friday. We're going to go ahead and turn this call over to our host today, and we're going to ask that you just sit with great expectation of what God is going to speak to your heart on this fantastic Faith-Filled Friday. All right, Evangelist Tiffany, I am going to turn the call over to you, woman of God. Take it away.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Kathy, for seating us and greeting us in the spirit this morning. We bless God for you. And to each of you, the Master Call family, God bless you. Welcome to the Master's Call. It is Friday, and as my sister has said already, it is a fantastic Friday, and it's going to be faith-filled. So we're going to walk into expectation and anticipation of what God is going to do, and we're going to remember what we were told on yesterday, that we are, I am, so we're going to walk in the I am on this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and watch God show up and show out. For truly, we serve an awesome God. He is on time. You know, sometimes you might think that there's a delay, but he's not delayed. He doesn't delay us. He is right there just waiting for the right time. So you may be one praise away from a breakthrough, so do not stop. Do not give up, but just wait on God and watch him show up and show out. So we welcome you to the Master's Call this morning on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our founders of this call. I am Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Inglewood, California, and truly, truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. The Master's Call started back on October the 25th, 2010, and it has been ongoing every Monday through Friday at this appointed time, this divine hour, and we have been moving forward ever since. God is answering prayers. God is elevating. God is promoting on the Master's Call. So we thank God that these women have said yes to God's vision and continue to have this call on a weekly and daily basis. So we thank God for the Master's Call. The scripture reference that was given to them when they started this call can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." See, this call is all about the Master, and we know that if we set precedence by putting the Master first, we know that everything else lines up unto us. So we bless God. And we thank God for the vision. We thank God for the mission of this call, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. See, when we call into this call, sometimes we may have went to sleep with some things on our chest, on our mind, you know, that made us a little bit heavy. But see, when we come into this call, we can release that. You know, we can release those things and we can be empowered. Our lives can be enriched and enhanced as we go out into the day. See, this call gives us, like, you know, we have an artist international power booth. Well, this call is the power booth for today. So just imagine that. And if you just think, you know what, I just have my power boost this morning, then you cannot go wrong as you go out and have an awesome, awesome day. Remember, we are ministers in the marketplace, not just on Sundays, but every single day of the week. So we thank God for each of you. And if you have missed any of the calls, then I would invite you to visit our website, which is available 24/7. So anytime you need to hear a word from the Lord, I ask that you go onto the internet to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And some of you out there are intercessors. You are an intercessor. Minister Kathy said, "I am." So you should start saying, "I am a prayer intercessor on the TMC call. And I am going to send an email just to let them know that I am an intercessor." So see, in the subject on your email that you send in the subject box, put "I am a prayer intercessor" and send that Gmail request to the Masters themastersmorningcall at gmail.com. Themastersmorningcall at gmail.com. If you have a prayer request, if you just want to say how thankful you are for this call, or you just want to reach out and just say hello, then we invite you to use that Gmail address at any time. What an awesome day this is, and I truly feel the presence of God here. So I am going to ask our anointed one, Minister Amber, if she would come to the line right now and open this call up in a word of prayer. But before I do that, let me tell you how we all got together. See, we came together through a vehicle called Artist International. Artist International is a Christian-based health and wellness company founded by the Diaz de Leon family over 20-plus years ago. And we in Artist International are changing lives all over the world. If you are a distributor, then take advantage of the buy two, get one free, and the point multiplier. If you want to elevate your points to the next level, do 100, 200 points today and let those points be multiplied and allow yourself to be blessed with to bless others. Don't shop in anybody else's store during this season. Shop in your own store and put on the little gift tag. I am giving you a gift of wellness this year. Don't buy anything from anybody else. Buy something from your own back office and see what will happen to you. Not only will you bless someone else, but that person may be a blessing to someone else as well. So at this time, Minister Amber, if you would come and open us up in prayer.
Can you hear me, Tiffany?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Amen, amen. We are thankful for this Faith-Filled Friday. And God, according to your word, God, in Lamentations 3, because of the Lord's greatness and his love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning, and great is his faithfulness. So, Father God, we come to you, Father God, just humbling our spirits, humbling ourselves before your throne room. And truly, this is the day that you have made and has already been set in time even before this foundation of the world. And so, God, we are thankful and grateful unto you and your faithfulness unto us. And, God, even when we are faithless, according to Hebrews, God, you're still faithful. But, God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the faithfulness of the TMC call and each and every minister, Father God, that go forth, each and every intercessor that prays for the prayer request, Father God, the testimonies, God, the manifestations, God, Father God, your spirit and your anointing, God, that has touched this call. We thank you for Artists International, the Diaz de Leon family, ask you to continue to bless them, increase them, Father God, move by your spirit and each and every person that's connected to them. We know that it's favor upon them in Jesus' name, upon this business, God. God, we thank you for the founders of this TMC call, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, that you would continue to bless them, Father God, and have your way in their lives. Increase them more and more according to your word, God. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the person that will bring forth your word. We put a demand on the anointing because we know that the word of God is life-giving, God, yoke-destroying, burden-removing power according to your anointing. So, Holy Spirit, have free reign upon the TMC call. Have free reign upon the person that brings forth the word that's already been down. Downloaded. The portals of heaven are already open. We veto and cancel the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus with the frequencies, the airways in the name of Jesus. We bind him up in his cohorts and everything. We command in the name of Jesus that he has no authority because you have given us authority to, Father God, bind and loose, Father God. We thank you for the angels are camped around about this call, ascending and descending, and we thank you for the blood covering, God. God, we thank you, we praise you, and we decree and declare that it's already done in Jesus' name. Back to you, Tiffany.
Amen, amen, amen. I feel the presence of the anointing of God on this call this morning. Thank you, Minister Amber, for clearing the highways and the heavens for this call to go forth. At this time, I'm going to ask one of our founders to come to the line this morning and introduce our speaker for this morning. Dr. Vanessa, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am, and with that prayer, all we need to say is you've heard this voice before. She's an evangelist of the evangelists. Put your spiritual safety belts on for none other than Evangelist Gwen Beatty. Evangelist, the floor is yours.
Well, God bless you. God bless you, everyone. Can you hear me okay this morning?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
All right. Bless the Lord. Oh, my mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. I tell you, I am fired up, and Lord, help me to get through to this. I mean, the joy of the Lord and the enthusiasm for the abundance of serving our Lord is truly coming through on this call. For I know if you're hungry and thirsting, you shall be filled. So I do honor and praise the Lord this morning for the awesome woman and women of God, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. I do thank God for you. For I know that God is just going to continue to richly bless you as you walk in obedience. And Dr. Vanessa, I just want you to know that God has not, Father God, is not unrighteous to forget your work and your labor of love, which you have shown in his name towards how you minister to the saints. And I do honor the Lord for your gift and how, you know, we might forget some things, but God's promises are never, never short concerning what he has for us. And to our blessed Dr. PK, as she's traveling, I pray that God's promises unto her and her children and for all that she's doing afar and near, that those people will be blessed just because of her presence on this morning. Well, I will not be before you long, but I am just so excited. You all know, I just thank you all for those beautiful shout-outs that you all sent to me. You just don't know. I give God the glory, the praise, and the honor for his love and for life on this morning. I'm telling you, I am being strong in the Lord and the power and his might. And this has just been, as Dr. PK says, a God super fabulous time for me. And I just cannot just begin to just say how much I love and appreciate all of you on this morning. And I pray, as my sister said, this fantastic faith-filled morning, oh God, this Friday, just walk in all that God has for us, people of God. Because I was thinking about the other day, I heard something, I think it was Minister Willard said something as you were celebrating the anniversary, the one-year anniversary. I heard her say that Dr. Vanessa has never missed a day on this call. What faithfulness. You know, I know the other day they were looking for me, and I missed a call, but you know what? God don't miss nothing. And I'm going to talk to you just a little bit about something that God just blessed me in my devotional time. I was reading something, and it just stuck out, and it reminded me of what Minister Willard was saying about how faithful this woman of God is. And she has kept her promise towards God regarding this call. And God keeps his promises towards us. And I just want to leave with you this morning, this weekend, as she was saying, as you walk in faith this weekend, that the Lord always keeps his promise. And I want you to just look, if you have your Bibles, I am reading from the New Living Translation, Psalms 145. And I'm going to go quickly because I'm so full this morning. You all have to forgive me. I am just bathing in God's goodness and what he's doing in my life right now. But it reads, and I'm going to go real quickly here. If you'll follow me here, I'm going to read. It says, I will exalt you, my God and King, and praise your name forever and ever. I will praise you every day. Yes, I will praise you forever. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. No one can measure his greatness. Let every generation tell its children of your mighty acts. Let them proclaim your power. I will meditate on your majestic, glorious splendor and your wonderful miracles. I'm telling you, I'm walking in miracles, you all. Your awe-inspiring deeds, I know many of you all can relate this morning, will be on every tongue. I will proclaim your greatness. I heard Sister Tiffany say about all the great things that have happened because of their obedience to this call. So on all of our tongues, we are talking about the deeds of our Lord. Everyone will share the story of your wonderful goodness. They will sing. Lord, I couldn't help but think about you, Minister Tiffany, how you sing with joy about all the righteousness of our God. For the Lord is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry, and filled with unloving love. The Lord is good to everyone. That's all of us who are on this call. He showers compassion. I know we feel that on this morning. What happens when the tenderhearted have no compassion? My God, I thank God for the compassion that's on this call, on all of his creation. All of your works will thank you, Lord, and your faithful followers will praise you. And we take the time to do that. They will speak of the glory of your kingdom. They will give examples of your power. They will tell about your mighty deeds and about the majestic and glory of your reign. For your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. You rule throughout all, somebody say all generations. The Lord always keeps his promise. That's where I'm going today. He is gracious. And all he does. This morning I want us to know the promises of the Lord. For the Lord helps the fallen and lifts those bent beneath their load. Whatever your load might be this morning, just know that if you will praise the Lord, the eyes of the Lord, the eyes of all look to you in hope. For there is hope in the Lord, whatever your load might be. Get in a praise position this morning. You give them the food. Today, this is our necessary food, being on this call, people of God. For the Lord is righteous in everything he does. He is filled with kindness. And I want to let you know, we are 343 days. We have already lived, saints. We got 22 days, people of God, those of you who might be visiting us for the first time. We welcome you. We've got 22 days left in 2011. Believe me, if you have suffered any misery in your life, know that praise will lift it up and it will become your ministry. Because righteousness, I'm going to tell you, righteousness right now, when you think about promises, I want you to think about the righteousness of the faithful. Because there are seven things I want to leave with you when we're thinking about the promises of God to man. And I just want to briefly hit on this because when we think about promises and we wait on the promise, I want you to know that we've got to wait for God because our Father said that, you know, with us being assembled together, he will command that we would not be apart over in Acts 1 and 4. It talks about that. But we need to watch and wait every day because God is not like man. He does not promise something and not deliver. You know, I know we might be many of us might be accustomed to people giving all kind of promises. And some of them, you know, they made and they have been broken. But we don't serve a God like that. Anyone who has lived for a number of years, you can pretty much, you know, lay claim that there are many reasons why this might be true, why people forget what they promise you. But what about God? God is certain. I'm reminded what Paul, when he was writing, he talked about and he reiterated the promise of God that he made to Abraham when he was addressing the church. He said that the promise that he should be the heir of the world, we live in that promise of Abraham, that through his seed, we're not talking about the law, but we're talking about Abraham's righteousness of faith. Therefore, it is a faith that not, oh, my God, that it is, might be by grace to the end, the promise might be sure to all seed. Now, God promised Abraham, you know, even over in Genesis in chapter 12, and I know we're familiar with all of that, that the seed, that his seed shall be in all of the nations of the earth. They will be blessed because they had obeyed his voice. Now, a promise is, you know, you think about when we look at the definition, I mean, you can deal with the noun or the verb of a promise. But the verb actually is talking about being assured that someone, that it's definitely going to come to pass, that that you can just count on or give or arrange something, and undertaking that it just don't happen. When somebody promised something, that's what you're looking for. But I want to talk about the noun of the promise. This weekend, I want you to walk in the declaration or the assurance that one will do. I'm talking about the one and only God we serve. He will do a particular thing, and it's a guarantee. This particular thing will happen. I don't care what he has promised you, whether it's an artist, if it's in your health, it's concerning your children. Bring out the promises. Bring out everything that God has promised, because he is not like man. See, there are seven things I'm going to hit on real quickly, and I want you to, that God said that he promised us. One thing I want you to remember, he promised to supply every need we have. But my God, he said, I shall supply all your needs according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You can stand on that. That's in Philippians 4:19. God has obligated himself to the extent, you know, I know we caught up in the luxuries of life, but God said, if you think around and look at your blessings today, he promised to supply your needs. This morning, thank God for your food, your clothing, your shelter, your companionship, your love. But more than all, thank God for salvation as we're getting ready to celebrate the birth of our Jesus. Number, Jesus Christ, oh my God. Number two, he has promised that his grace is sufficient. You can write down and stand on the promise in 2 Corinthians 12:9. He has made a provision for everybody on this call, our salvation by grace through faith. See, this is what I love about Father Abraham. It said it was his faith that pleased God. You don't have to get caught up in the letter this morning, the laws that people have. But if you will walk in the faith of God, he said, unto righteousness, it is accounted unto you to receive my promise. So if you're walking there, people of God, you go on to number three. He promised, God promised, that his children would not be overtaken with temptation. During this hour, it's a lot of temptation going on. But he assures us that a way of escape will be provided. That's over in 1 Corinthians 10:13. He says, now unto him that is able to keep you. I'm sure these 343 days we've been here, God has kept us from a whole lot of stuff. But our God promised that because of his presence, I heard the woman of God praying this morning about the presence of the Lord and his anointing, that will keep you. He promised God, whom we will continually serve, he will deliver us. He will keep us. Number four, God has promise us victory over death. Y'all know I could just shout there. Celebrating my birthday and experiencing life, you know, I'm looking for all God has promised me. So I'm being strong in the power of his might, and I'm seeing him just strengthen my heart and bless me. And I'm going to have a wondrous, just like you, new year, because God has promised to keep us. And number five, he has promised that all things will work together for our good. So we know he says for those who love him. Now, if you love the God that we serve on this call and that you serve him faithfully, that's what Romans 8:28 says. You know what? It would be difficult for us to understand how the promises of God will not be accomplished in your life. But God has promised that he will deliver you. I'm a witness. God's promise that all things will work together for your good. Remember that this weekend. Number six, God has promised that those who believe in Jesus and are baptized, you all know Evangelist Gwen is going to take you there, for the forgiveness of your sins, you shall be saved. I don't care what state you're in. You can shout right there. You will be saved. And then number seven this morning, a promise that his people shall have eternal life. You know what? I want to just let you know. I know my time is coming short. There are 90 promises that you can stand on in this Bible, and then the personal promises that God has given you. But in closing, I just want to admonish you. I want to appeal to you. I just want to tell you all that to live so that the promises of God will forever be yours. So this weekend, I want you to know that I love you. I'm excited for you. And I want to tell you the good news, people of God, that God always, he's not like man, he always, this is what I love. I could just shout right here. Woo, I'm turning this back over to you. God always keeps his promise. Back to you, my blessed Pastor Vanessa, who I love and adore. Back in faith and victory, people of God, and let's experience the promises of the Lord on this weekend. And I love you, and thank you for this opportunity. Once more and again, God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for that awesome word. The Lord always keeps his promises, and you heard her seven keys to that. And if you didn't, go back and listen to the call and just be encouraged. I want to turn it back over to you now, Minister Tiffany, because Evangelist Gwen, you know we love you. You know we appreciate you, and we thank God for that evangelistic call for us to be all we can be. And Tiffany, whoever's going to close us out in prayer, turn it back over to you.
Amen, amen. What a powerful, powerful word. Thank you, Evangelist Gwen, for that powerful message, and we will definitely walk in the declarations of the promises of God. Minister Kathy, if you would come and close us out at this time, and then we'll take prayer requests and praise reports immediately following. Thank you.
God bless you, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead, my sister.
Bless you. Father, we come before you. We thank you this morning. Thank you for the word that has come before us and blessed our hearts tremendously, reminding us of your promises. Thank you, God, that your promises are yea and amen. And we bless you today as we come before you on behalf of the call, and we bless you for the opportunity to stand. Thank you for this day that you've given unto us, and we give you glory and honor and praise for it. Father, as we stand here praying before you, we ask that you would cover the woman of God that brought forth the word. Give back to her, God, all the virtue that she's given out this morning. I thank you, Lord God, that you're continuing to show up and show out in her life. I thank you, oh God, that she is the heel, Lord God, and she's walking in that, and we're seeing the manifestation. We bless you, oh God, for all the prayer requests that we have before you now. We thank you that you are indeed Jehovah Jireh. You are the one that provides for our needs, and I bless you, oh God, for all the provisions that you are providing for those that are on our prayer list this morning. We bless you, oh God, that you are Jehovah Nisi. You are the one that is our banner and our salvation. We bless you this day. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, for being Jehovah Shammah. You're the God that's right there in the midst of us and right in the middle of what's going on in our lives. And we do give you praise. We do give you glory, and we give you honor just for who you are. You're the God of all comfort, and we bless you, oh God, for your comforting families, oh God, that have lost loved ones during this time in this season. I bless you, oh God, because you are the one that knows how to meet them at the point of their need, and we bless you for being their comforter today. Oh God, we just love you and adore you. We bless you for holding fast to your promises, Lord. Help us to stand on your word and declare it, for we know that your word will not return unto you void. And we declare and decree on this call today that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us, God, you're giving us the power. You've given us the ability, and you've given us the authority to condemn it in the name of Jesus. And we do so now. We thank you for this time of the Master's call. We thank you for everyone that's on the call today. Bless us as we go out, Lord. Bless our families. Keep us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Keep Artist International and the founders of this call, of this company, as well as the founders of this call. We just thank you for all that you're doing in our lives, and we do give you praise today in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Kathy, for greeting us and for closing out this call in anointed word of prayer. To you, Minister Amber, thank you for opening up in prayer today. And to you, Evangelist Gwen, God bless you, woman of God, and thank you for speaking life here on the Master's Call this morning. And to each of you, the Master Call family listeners, we thank God for you. Be challenged, because today you have been encouraged to walk in the promises of God. Yesterday you were encouraged to walk in I Am. So one thing I ask you to do today is, as you go through Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, do not complain, do not murmur about anything, but walk into the goodness of God and watch God show up and show out in your life. So remember to accept and obey the will of God as you go out and be that great minister in the marketplace. Say to yourself today, I am a great minister in the marketplace. Be blessed. We love you, and we'll hear you on the call next week. Those of you who are staying on the line for part two, go ahead and stay, and then go ahead and star six yourself, and you will come into the queue, and we will go ahead and keep moving forward. God bless you. Goodbye. Minister Kathy, are we ready to go?
We are ready. If you would, if you'd like to give your prayer and praise report this morning, please go ahead and star six yourself so that we can see you in the queue.
What a mighty, mighty, mighty call this morning. The presence of God
All
is
right,
truly
we've got
on
someone.
The line.
Amen. Right now we have someone in the queue, 571-251. If you would, let me just unmute you here. Please go ahead and state your prayer and praise report.
Good morning. It's Angela Hill from Alexandria, Virginia. My praise report is just thank you all for this call and your prayers for my family. And prayer request is always just to keep us in your prayers. But just thank you so much this week for all of your prayers. Just really, really been helpful. That's my praise support.
Amen, amen. God bless you, our sister. We will definitely continue to keep you lifting up, because we know that God is moving and doing great things for you. So stay tuned for the great things that he has in store for you. God bless you.
All right, we've got 973-517, you are unmuted and able to share your prayer and praise report. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning, family. This is Benita from New Jersey, and I just always want to thank my community of the Master's Call that definitely put me on track in the morning, and I so appreciate everybody. I just wanted to share what happened last week to me. I was driving, and I'm going to tell you something. For some of us, it's never happened to me. So I just know that I was protected by a hedge of protection, and God's literal hand just stopped the car. I've never been so close to an accident in my entire life, but I'm telling you, it brought me to tears just to know how powerful God we have. So I am a child of God, and I just received everything that he has for me, and I want to thank the family for praying for the Cole family. I want to, all the prayers, Marianne Cole, the mother, has felt the prayers, and every day I hear that you guys cover him again, I know I'm in the right place every morning for me, Eastern Standard Time, to get on the call at 7:45, because I want to be in class early to take my notes in the front row. But that's all I have. Thank you, and I love each and every one of you.
Amen. Amen.
God bless
God
you.
Bless you.
Powerful, powerful testimony. Thank you so much. Sister Benita, I am not seeing anyone else in the queue at this moment, so if you're still wanting to state your
praise and prayer request, please go ahead. I see someone just popped in. Go ahead. Sister Regina, go ahead and share your praise and prayer request with us this morning.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How are you?
Awesome. Awesome. We can hear you loud and clear, woman of God. Go right ahead.
I just want to thank God for all that he has done. He's done some marvelous and great things this year. And I'm just, you know, just excited about the new year and what God's getting ready to do. God has blessed my team, and I just want him to continue to bless the team and have them to go further and for next year, getting ready for extravaganza. We're excited about that. But I have a prayer request that is very, very heavy on my heart. And before artists from D.C., before artists, I was part of this business that I ended up closing. I stopped doing the business, I think, right after my mom had passed away. I just couldn't get back into it. And so I really wasn't doing it. But according to the city, they felt like I still was because I forgot to close down the website where payments were being taken. And because of that, and a whole bunch of other stuff, I was being fined like $50,000 for this. I went to court. They brought it all the way down to like $5,000. But since that time, which was August, my father had passed away, and just trying to deal with the house and the bills and all that and still dealing with my mom passing away, I never got a chance to pay the bill. And so the fees now are like $7,208.57. I had to go to court on Wednesday of this week. They served me with the papers, but they didn't give it to me. They put it in my door. And then when I read on here, it was saying that if I didn't come to court, that I could be put in jail. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is just crazy. So I'm glad I was able to, you know, find the papers instead of actually serving it to me. But Wednesday is the court date. I'm supposed to be presenting to them the fee and whatever paperwork to show that I have it. And I don't got it. So I'm just believing God for another miracle that they will actually hear me because they wouldn't actually take the court case. I just had to come to pay it, and that was it. They would hear that the business was not working at the time and that they'll just, you know, just close this out. So I just thank God that what he's getting ready to do to be my judge in the courtroom.
Amen, amen, Regina. Thank you for your faithfulness to the call, and we know that God is doing great things, and we already know that God is going to go before you in that courtroom on Wednesday and know that everything will be settled. One thing I challenge you to do is to not worry about it, but just leave it in God's hand and allow him to work it out. So don't be fretful. Don't be fearful. Just know that your victory, you are one step ahead of your victory. So God bless you. And do we have anyone else in the queue at this time?
Yes, we have another caller in the queue, 317-291. I believe that's Sister Henderson. Can you share your prayer and praise report today?
Good morning.
Okay. Maybe that was by accident.
Prayers for my daughter. I asked you several weeks ago to pray for her, that she was stepping out on a new endeavor. And today I'd like to report that through this call and through speaking with her, she's now a morning call listener, and she's been very blessed by the messages that have been received this week. So I thank the Lord for that. I'm sure she's on the call this morning now listening, but probably too afraid to step on the call and say anything. But also, as far as her career is concerned, after she got off the call yesterday, I believe it was, it may have been the day before yesterday, but she had listened to the call, and she texted me right after the call was over. She says, Mom, I was on the call. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I called her up, and she said, Mom, I was so blessed by this call. I thank you for inviting me to the call, and I know God is going to work it out for me. A few moments later, her phone rang, and she is going in for an interview on Monday. To interview to teach at a university. So you keep her in her in your prayers, because right now she is unemployed and she does have three children. Didn't know how she was going to make it, but God has just been opening up doors. When she received her check was a little short, and she didn't have the money to pay her rent that for this month. It was a little short, so she called the landlord, and she was explaining to the landlord that, you know, she would get the money together. She didn't quite have it all. And the landlord told her, she said, you know, I can hear through your voice that you're very distraught about this, so how about you call me on January? We won't even worry about December. So God is opening up doors for her and working things out. So I really thank you for your prayers. I thank you for praying for me, because I am doing so much better with this respiratory problem and everything. And God is just doing a miracle in my life. You just, I can't explain to you how much God has been working out in my life with my health. So I thank you, thank you, thank you. I am requesting prayer that you keep my son lifted in prayer. The papers have been filed in court. We're waiting on a court date, and the attorney assures me when we get in court, I'll be able to bring him home from the courtroom with me. So I am standing on that, and I am believing in that. So, and you pray for his attorney. He just recently had to go in for a triple bypass. And he wasn't doing so well, so I've been taking artist products to him and praying over him, and he's getting better. So you keep him lifted up in your prayer. His name is Joe Everode, so keep him lifted up in prayer, and keep my son Joseph lifted up in prayer as well. On Wednesday, I'll be traveling, Sister Kathy, to your great state of Georgia. I'll be there to join you guys. So pray for God, give me traveling mercies. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you, Regina. Thank you for your faithfulness to the call. And your daughter, I believe her name is Ursula?
No, my daughter's name is Latresa. This is Jackie.
I'm sorry, Jackie. Okay. Latresa. Okay, Latresa. Okay. All right, Latresa, so we'll continue to keep her in the call. And, yeah, we would like to hear her voice if she's on the call, just, you know, to share with us her experiences. If she is out there listening today, don't be shy. Go ahead and just star six your line and get ready to come into the queue, and we will continue to keep you lifted up for total and complete healing in your body, traveling graces to you, and we'll keep the attorney lifted up as well and know that God has favor for your son. So God bless you. Thank you very much. And our next caller?
We do not have anyone else in the queue at this time.
Okay.
So I think we can go ahead and...
Well, I have a praise report. I have a praise report, Minister Kathy. Can I go?
Praise God. Go for it.
Well, I'm going to tell you, sometimes we never think that we're going to ever get to the end of something, but I tell you today that I stand here today to thank the Lord, because, see, they say the number 7 means completion, and I have to start adding it up. But, see, I have been paying the IRS over $15,000 for the last 7 years. You hear me? Over $15,000. Didn't know how I was going to do it. There was times when I wasn't working and they still needed me to pay that money. But I stand here today to say that on November the 28th, I made my final payment to the IRS. I will never, never, ever owe the IRS again over that much money. And I'm telling you, not only did I pay them, but I overpaid them. So now they owe me. So they owe me, so I will be anticipating a blessing that I already actually blessed them with back to me. So, see, God is recovering some things. And, see, so I'm just waiting and excited because I felt the victory. I said, you know what, I made it through that. You know, and, see, that will allow me to do some other things. When you have to have your check garnished and you're thinking, oh, wow, I can't make it. But, see, you know, that was just a test for me. Number one, to make sure that I'm accountable for what I do and make sure that it's done the correct way. Just don't let anybody do my income taxes, but make sure that, you know, I'm with godly counsel. counsel. See, so now I have a CPA who is under godly counsel, and I know that things are going to work out in my favor. So that's what I say. You guys just put your seatbelt on, because I'm telling you, I feel elevation all over this line this morning, and I cannot wait to hear what God is going to do. So I thank God truly that he has allowed me to get out of this situation, and I look forward to being a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. This is Dr. Vanessa. I tell you, that's a real praise report.
Yeah.
I can testify with that. I do have a prayer request, a very serious one that is our team has been praying for, but I've been down here in Purview since right after Thanksgiving on Saturday with my folks, and they're doing fine. But I have a daughter in ministry, Minister Prophet Tanquita Carter, who already we had walked through a double mastectomy, and then it seemed to come back or growth, and they had her on chemo and radiation. And she called me yesterday, and she's very strong in the Lord. You know, I've mentored her for 5 years, ordained her as a prophet, and heard a lot of fear that I've never heard before, because she's just not feeling good. It's not working. We've had her on the artist product, and I'm still standing strong that she will live and not die. And she's just a single parent mom, has a 16-year-old son who has watched his grandmother and two aunts pass of cancer. So I've been really trying to counsel Amos and keep him grounded, and definitely speak life into Prophet Panquita. So I'm really soliciting your prayers, because I'm not in Dallas, and that's kind of bothering me that I'm not able to kind of go see her and hug her neck real quick. But just know that God, I know God is going to be faithful in his word, but she is in a lot of pain. And just walking it through, she's a trooper. She is a trooper. But I do truly, TMC family, ask you to lift up Prophet Carter in your prayers, and just speak life to her body. And as she's fighting this fight, a good fight of faith, that she will definitely be victorious. That's my prayer request.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely, Dr. Vanessa, for your faithfulness to this call. And like Minister Gwen said, you did it every single day you have been on this call. So I know truly the prayers of the righteous availeth much, and truly your strength is very necessary for this call. You are a pillar on this call, and I just really don't know what we would do without you. So for Prophetess Panquita Carter, we definitely will stand in agreement with you for total and complete healing, and also for strength for her son, Amos. So
thank
God
you.
Bless you, women of God. Minister Kathy, is that it?
Yes, we do not have anyone else in the queue at this time, although Evangelist Gwen Beatty, are you wanting to offer a prayer request? I see that you are unmuted at this time. Did you want to say anything?
Bless you all. I know you all have heard me this morning. I was listening to Dr. Vanessa, and I definitely will be in prayer for my sister. That was the type of ministering that I was doing, and like God is taking me in another lot of areas to minister in this area as he's healing me. But on my prayer request, if you all will put this up before the Lord, on the 19th through January the 7th, I am to travel to Atlanta, Georgia, for 3 weeks to be with my son. And I am praying for God to just do some miraculous things through that 3 weeks. I'm going to look you up, Sister Kathy. I don't know how close you are to Lawrenceville, but I'll be coming in that area, and I want you all to pray mightily. The Lord is having me to do some unique things in this season as I rest and pace, that I would have the wisdom of God concerning many things that what the devil meant for evil, this misery has become a new level of ministry through ministering to these types of patients and people of God that Dr. Vanessa has just asked us to pray for Prophet Carter, and I would definitely be doing that, because that's what I was doing the other day, and I know God has called us to a season
a victory over death, and I speak life over her, and I stand with you as we pray for her. But just be praying, say traveling graces for me for these 3 weeks. I haven't been nowhere 3 weeks in a long, long time. So we pray that I will stay the extent of the trip, that the Lord stay the same, stay the same. Thank you very much, and I love you all. Have an awesome week.
Bless you, Evangelist. Please look me up when you get to the city, as well as Sister Henderson. You guys, look me up when you get to the city. Love to connect with you while you're here. We will keep that prayer request, Traveling Graces, for you. And may the Lord continue to manifest in your life.
Amen, amen. So does that complete all of our requests today, Minister Kathy? Okay,
yes,
Dr. Vanessa,
okay.
Are you still on the line? If you would just go ahead and come and close our prayer requests and our praise reports in this session out in a word of prayer at this time.
Did you ask for me? I'm sorry.
Yes, I did.
Okay, I'm kind of in and out this morning. Praise God. And again, I just wanted to thank Evangelist Beatty for that awesome word, because we do always need to be reminded, especially in this time of intercession and prayer, that God made us some promises, that he is a covenant keeper. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just thank you again for the Master's call and our entire family that you've allowed us to have from coast to coast, north to south, east to west. We celebrate you and the God in each and every one of them as we come to the throne room. You told us we could come boldly, asking for your intercession, your divine touch on each and every prayer request. We lift up Angela to keep her family in our prayers. Father, I've been speaking specifically for you to strengthen her husband's heart, to speak faith and favor, order his steps, give him peace as he is the head and the husband, the band around this family in this season of transition. Now, Father, I thank you that you're ordering their steps to the place they need, the employment that you have ordained. But I thank you that even through this time, with your shalom peace, we are asking you to pour out. I thank you for the Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Yireh, the provision, but that they keep their joy, because the joy of the Lord is their strength. We lift up Benita, and we thank you that your hand, you intervened and stayed from the attack of the enemy. When the fiery dart came for an accident, you are, Father, our keeper, our protector, our hedge of protection. So I thank you as you preserved Benita's life. And I send back that attack even against her with that accident back sevenfold into the face of the enemy. And we speak the blood hedge of protection around her and her entire family. And we continue to lift up the Cole family and pray for the peace of God in this season of celebrating the homegoing of a loved one. We lift up our beloved Regina. We say to her, she is victorious. And as the enemy is trying to come in with this financial attack and this court date, that you are a provider. This is where, Father, we know that favor is going to show up. We thank you that the finances that are needed are going to show up, and that you will produce the fruit that will be the testimony that you, Jesus, are Lord. So I speak and send the peace of God to Regina's heart, the strategies from heaven of what you would have her to do. And I thank you that you have gone before her according to your word, God, in Isaiah 40, that fourth verse, when you said, Lord, that you would make the crooked pathway straight and the rough places smooth. Well, with this upcoming court date, Father, we call her blessed. We called her highly favored. We call all things dismissed, all fees paid, everything that is needed. And what the devil has meant for bad, for our beloved Regina, God, you will turn it around for your glory and utmost for Regina's good. And we thank you that it's already done. We continue to lift up Jackie. We thank you, Father, for Latricia, her daughter. and her coming on the call, and we're humbled it as it encouraged her heart. But we speak the favor of God on this interview on Monday. Father, you go before her. You, Father, touch the heart. You said that the heart of the king is in your hand, and you turn it whichever way you will. So we ask for that divine favor. We ask for, oh God, the favor to continue. We celebrate the favor she received with her landlord, that you touched the landlord's heart, and just like you provided a way. We know when you don't submit the finances, you always submit the favor. However you work it out, we thank you. So we thank you for provision for this job, that she could take care of her family. And even with the check that was short, we curse the assignment of the enemy who would try to hold up or hinder finances. And I speak the word that says in Proverbs 6:31 that when the thief tries to come in and steal, he has to give it back sevenfold. So I speak to Latricia a sevenfold return of the finances that were shorted from her from that check. Not a double, not a triple, not even a quadruple, but we make a demand in the heavenlies for sevenfold to come into her bosom in the name of Jesus. And Father, we have been standing for Joseph. We are speaking his immediate release. We speak health and protection for this attorney. Oh, devil, we peek your card. And we know you are trying to attack this attorney who is with the heart and compassion for her son Joseph. We cancel your assignment. We put an axe to it at the root. We send health and healing and wholeness to this attorney, Joe Everett. And we just speak that you will have the strategies. You will, your mouth will be filled with what needs to be said to speak the deliverance and the setting free of Joseph. We call it done. Father, because the devil was stupid enough to touch Joe, speed it up. Have an early release for her son Joseph in Jesus' name. And Father, for Tiffany, we celebrate her consistency and her persistence to finish paying off that bill. And I thank you that now from the overflow, since she is overpaid, that it will be an interest paid back even more to her. I just thank you that the monies that she had been allocating for the IRS can now be used for your glory and benefiting her and her son. I continue to lift up Prophet Panquita to you. I speak to every organ, every cell, every tissue in her body, and we call it healed and whole. Cancer, you're a name, and you must bow to the name of Jesus. We cancel the assignment of death in the name of Jesus, and we release life and life more abundantly. Father, she has the will to live. She loves you. She trusts you. And we speak this miracle in the making. We thank you, Father, for the peace, the shalom peace that you're sending to Amos's heart. And remind him he is not alone and you are with him. Be his comforter, Father. Be his guide in this season. I just thank you for the turnaround in all that is needed. Favor on her job so that there will not be any backlash or retaliation, as she has been missing work. We continue to lift up Evangelist Gwen, and we ask for those traveling mercies as she heads for the 3 weeks, even the preparation that's needed to spend time with her son. Oh, Father, you do all you need to do to make it a strategic, prophetic trip of fellowship, family, but also, God, the destiny being furthered in her son's life and in hers. We continue to speak health to her body, pour back the virtue, for she truly poured it out to us today, and we thank you for it. We continue to lift up our prayer general, Minister Robin Wilson, and continue to seal her heart and give her peace with the homegoing of her brother. I just thank you that every day you be their comforter, her sister-in-law and their children. Father, you give them the peace that only you can give in this new life, this new season. We thank you for Dr. PK, as she's enjoying time even with David's family on that cruise. This new season, give her the strength and the peace for this first holiday without David. But fill that void. fill it with family and love and laughter as you continue to strengthen her. And Father, for every spoken and unspoken prayer request on this line, oh God, we love you. We thank you for your promises. Yes, they are yea and amen, and that means so be it in our lives that we are overcomers. So be it in our lives that we walk in health, we walk in strength, we walk in obedience to your word and your will for our lives. So we seal every prayer request. We seal every declaration and decree. And we thank you that not one word shall return void, but we're already celebrating the breakthrough. We're already celebrating the Jehovah Nisi waving our banner of victory, that you're going to do what you promised us that you would do, and that the words have been hurled forth in the heavens. And we thank you that our ministering angels, Michael, Archangel of War, Jehovah Gabor, and all the warring angels, we thank you that we're piercing the darkness and you're bringing us into your marvelous light of victory in you. So we thank you that on this fantastic faith-filled Friday, and as we go through this wonderful weekend worshiping you, that, Lord, we are your ministers in the marketplace. You taking care, and you're taking care of every petition, every prayer request, every need. And until we meet again on this line, our mouths will open up and praise you. Our heart will celebrate your goodness, and we will walk in the favor that you and you alone give us. And we seal it in your majestic, mighty name, and by the authority you've given us as believers, we decree and declare that it is done, and it is so in our lives. Amen and amen. And I thank each and every one of you, Minister Tiffany, for hosting the call, Minister Kathy again for greeting and seating the people and closing us out in prayer, and oh, wow, that anointed intercessor, Ms. Amber, for opening us up in prayer. And again, we salute you. We thank you, Evangelist Gwen, for being a part of our speakers, a part of our TMC family, and for letting the Lord speak to you this morning to remind us that God always, the Lord, always keeps his promises. Everyone have a blessed weekend, and we'll see you and hear you on the line next Monday. Bye-bye.